Harry and Lunge, as they say in fencing. The entrance into the presidential race by one Texas governor may just remake the contest and give a sharp point to a challenge for the White House up until now that has been seemed pretty tepid. I give you Texas Governor Rick Perry.
Father, we pray for our president, that you would impart your wisdom upon him, that you would guard his family.
30,000 people attended that prayer rally in Houston, Texas last weekend. The announcement is expected at the end of the week, and we should know by early next week. Joining us now is Peggy Feacock, the Austin Bureau Chief for the San Antonio Express News and the Houston Chronicle. Peggy, good morning.
Good morning.
So I give you Governor Rick Perry. What does Rick Perry give to the GOP field?
Well, as you mentioned, a little bit more excitement and another choice for Republicans who aren't very happy with what they're seeing so far.
What has he managed to do in Texas? We've talked actually on this program more than a couple times about the job creation success in Texas. Is he getting the credit for that?
Well, I think one of the Republicans here talked about the old saying, the duck hunting theory of politics. You shoot at anything that flies and take credit for anything that falls. And he is governor at a time when Texas is doing better than the nation as a whole. It is creating a lot of jobs. There are questions about the types of jobs that have been created and exactly how much he had to do with that, as opposed to some natural advantages that Texas has. But he's governor, and this happened on his watch.
It seems as though, when we're talking with Peggy Feacock, who's the Austin Bureau Chief for the San Antonio Express News and the Houston Chronicle, it seems, Peggy, that in this GOP field, there are either ideologues or pragmatists. Is Rick Perry either one of those, or is he something of a hybrid?
Well, he seems to be, I would say he's described most often as something of a hybrid. He certainly has been very forceful and unflinching in pursuing a Republican agenda in Texas. He, from social issues to fiscally conservative issues, he has been the Republican book down the line. And I've heard some people say in the Republican Party that's one thing they like about him, that, you know, he has this grit that he's going to go on and do what he thinks is right. Despite people who oppose him. Of course, opponents say that kind of single-mindedness is not necessarily good.
What do you make of him as a candidate and as a politician? I mean, are you, for instance, someone who's personally surprised that he's been elevated into this presidential draft? Is this something he's been wanting to do? Is he sort of Clintonian in the sense that he was sort of born wanting to be president?
Well, he's never indicated that. When he was reelected governor this last time, and since, he had said he believes he has the best job in the United States. He had even said you can ask George W. Bush about that, and being Texas governor is the best job there is. He repeatedly said that he was not interested in running for president. That changed in May when he said he would think about it, and that's when all the attention started swirling around, will he or won't he?
Let's listen to the voice of Governor Rick Perry talking about the place that he says leading is the best job in the world.
Texas is a unique place. When we came in the Union in 1845, one of the issues was that we would be able to leave if we decided to do that.
Is that reckless, talking about secession, or is that just Texas folksiness, that everybody understands what that Lone Star flag is all about?
Surprised quite a few Texans as well. He made a comment, I believe those are the comments he made at a Tea Party rally,
right,
back when the Tea Party movement was really getting started. And it really, whether an off-the-cuff response to question or calculating, it certainly was something that he rode to his reelection. It really played into his theme of when U.S. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison challenged him. He ran against Washington as opposed to running against her and her record mainly. And so that stance right there aligned him with the growing Tea Party movement from the very beginning. Now, he since has said he wasn't actually advocating secession, just trying to talk about, I guess, general disgruntlement with the federal government's intrusion. But it still was a surprising comment to a lot of people.
What's his sort of creation myth. He's Texas born and bred and born and raised. What's the story of his roots?
Well, he was a farm kid. He grew up on a farm, a modest family in west central Texas. He is a little community called Pink Creek that until recently wasn't even on the map. He has talked about, not having a lot of money, but having everything he needed, love and a Shetland pony and a dog he spent a lot of time with. He was a standout in his graduating class, which had 13 people in it. And so he is somebody. He also has mentioned that his mother made his underwear up until the time he went to Texas A&M University, which is sort of an interesting detail.
And he was a Democrat for a while.
Yes, he was a Democrat when he was first elected to the Texas House of Representatives in 1984. He switched parties in 1989 for a 1990 race for agriculture commissioner. That was his first statewide office.
What do Texans think of this elevation? Is it, here we go again, don't do a George Bush on us, and forgive me for that. I'm just sort of, wildly sort of casting about for what Texans might be thinking. Or are they really excited?
Well, I think there's a range. I think there are people who are very excited, and I think there are people who think he has not put Texas on the road to prosperity for the future with budget cuts in areas like education or cutbacks in areas like education. And so they are very concerned about what could happen to the direction of the country if he were elected president. So it's a range, much as you get nationally.
And is he going to stick with this religion thing, you think?
I think the religion thing is part of him. I think there is some thought that with this prayer rally, the large prayer rally in Houston that he had, that he has sort of stamped the image in people's minds of, what side he's on the religion thing,
right.
And now he can turn to the main message of jobs.
Well, we'll see that image next week. Peggy Fikak, Austin Bureau Chief of the San Antonio Express News and the Houston Chronicle, talking about Rick Perry. He's going to run for president. Thanks, Peggy.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.